Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and the search is over. Ross Hodge will be the next head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineer basketball team. I have never heard of Ross Hodge before the last week, but he showed up on Mike Azaza's hot board. Shout out to Mike. Did a great job as always with this stuff. Has lots of practice. Who is Ross Hodge? I guess that's the first question. He's a basketball coach. He comes to us from the North Texas Mean Green, where he is still the head coach there until they're done playing basketball. And they're not done. They're in the NIT. They're in the semifinals in Indianapolis next week. Ross Hodge was an assistant coach under Grant McCaslin, who also coached at North Texas. Rent Baker was the AD at North Texas. I believe he was involved in hiring Grant McCaslin. And McCaslin left for Texas Tech. Ross Hodge got the job. Two seasons at North Texas, two winning seasons. But he's not coming to Morgantown until either North Texas loses next Tuesday or when they win or lose in the final, which I believe is Thursday. And how many times has Ross Hodge been to Morgantown? At least once. North Texas came to the Coliseum November 2020. West Virginia won a low-scoring game. And that might be one more time the coach has been in Morgantown before he got here than the previous coach. Coach Hodge coached under McCaslin. He coached under Larry Eustace. I think that's how you say his name. Check his Wikipedia page. Prior to being an assistant coach for a number of years under those two guys, he was a head coach at the junior college level in Texas. Five seasons in the mid-2000s, three of those five seasons, he won 30-plus games. So when you see the announcement that Coach Hodge has won over 80% of his games, you're digging into the junior college level, but that's still impressive. And then he brought back 10% of his scoring from his first season at North Texas and won more games than his first season. He just loaded up with transfers, lots of seniors. And I have watched exactly one game, and not even the whole game, part of a game coached by Ross Hodge. And it was in the NIT. North Texas was in Stillwater playing Oklahoma State, and based on one game, which North Texas won, his team defended very well. Oklahoma State had a difficult time scoring the basketball. North Texas controlled the pace. As I mentioned in the last episode, they played very slow. That was the case and on display in the part of a game that I've watched Ross Hodge coach. He was coaching from the baseball catcher position, from the squatty potty position, which, you know, he's in good shape. He's able to do that. I don't know if I could do that once. Maybe I could. I'll try it and let you know. And you could tell that Ross Hodge would be a good fit at West Virginia because North Texas had a lead and almost squandered it. it got to the end, and Oklahoma State was a three-pointer away at the buzzer from beating North Texas. And that feels like West Virginia. Ross Hodge, you may have been in Morgantown once, but we're familiar with that kind of ball. An impressive win on the road with basically the news coming out less than 12 hours later or less than 24 hours later that you're going to be coaching somewhere else. You won on the road against a Big 12 opponent. And so I was impressed by what I saw. And I'll watch the second Ross Hodge coach game ever for me next week when they're playing in the NIT semifinals. North Texas won that road game because they were supposed to host but couldn't because North Texas's arena was already booked for a faculty lunch. And that happens, you know. You're not expecting to host games after the regular season. I believe there was a dancing competition as well. So very popular building. It was accounted for. There wasn't a backup plan, so you go to Stillwater. And they still win the game. North Texas won the NIT in Grant McCaslin's last season. He is fantastic at Texas Tech. Spoke very highly in a blurb in West Virginia's announcement of Ross Hodge getting hired, as well as being asked in his availability to the press before Texas Tech's Sweet 16 game coming up. The question is, can Ross Hodge win the NIT at North Texas and be fantastic coming to West Virginia? And the answer, this is going to shock you. The answer is, I have no idea. You know, I'm a numbers guy. I look at the metrics in Ross Hodge's two seasons and say he is a good basketball coach. Other basketball coaches with experience and are well known and well regarded say that Ross Hodge knows ball. Ren Baker's spreadsheet says that Ross Hodge knows ball. Ren Baker is familiar with Ross Hodge and had him high on his list. But I still don't have a clue how that's going to work with Ross Hodge coming to Morgantown. I mean, the first paragraph of West Virginia's press release announcing the hiring said that Hodge is considered a defensive mastermind. He's a mastermind. There was no mention of a mastermind for the last guy in the announcement. So the man knows ball. He's been to Morgantown at least once. It might be the second time ever he comes to Morgantown for the press conference. And I'm sure the audiovisual guys, the AV guys and ladies are dipping the microphones in water so that it's a hot mess for the on-site press conference and celebration of announcing and him being introduced as a new head coach. But really, this search boils down to how you feel about the two main candidates, because it doesn't look like West Virginia was truly in the mix for Will Wade. Wasn't in the mix for Ben McCollum. Tried, but truly wasn't going to be the place. Nico Medved, Richard Pitino, all those guys had sights on other places. Steve Forbes apparently was high on the list, but that didn't go anywhere. I guess in theory, that could have happened. But really, two guys could have got the job that wanted the job. Jared Calhoun could have had the job, and Ross Hodge could have the job. And it was very apparent from the reporting and how things worked out, because Jared Calhoun absolutely got an interview, and West Virginia decided they did not want to hire Jared Calhoun. Why? Well, it could be that Ren Baker's spreadsheet had, you know, like red cells in his Excel spreadsheet under the defensive columns. That could have been an issue. It could be Rin Baker wanting to avoid any whip of Bob Huggins' ties. That wound is still too fresh for WVU's athletic department and Rin Baker specifically. It could be a mix of both of those things. So that's what it boiled down to. Did you want Jared Calhoun, or are you good with Rin Baker knowing a guy and the spreadsheet looking better? Did you want the guy who's familiar with Morgantown that has ties to, he was on the staff of one of the best periods of WVU basketball ever. And he coached under a Hall of Fame coach. Yeah, it ended poorly, but that happened. Did you want that guy, or did you want a guy that the spreadsheet looks better for him? And both of these guys are young. One guy's been to West Virginia for years. One guy may have been here once. One has more head coaching experience at the D1 level. I mean, it really boiled down to one or the other. If you're asking me, and if you listened to the last episode, you know this, that my preference is the spreadsheet guy that Rin knows. But I understand the argument for the guy who's been here before. And that is going to affect the sentiment going into next season. Because, I knew Darren DeVries only because I was watching Indiana State games thinking that Josh Schertz had a chance last season. So that's how I knew Darren DeVries and Tucker DeVries, because I watched, I think, at least two of the Drake Indiana State games. So a little bit of familiarity before he was in the mix in the coaching search. Ross Hodge, you could have said, I said in last episode, who's Ross Hodge? NASCAR driver. I'd 100% would have guessed race car driver. So new guy, fourth coach in 4 years. And just like the guy who left, Ross Hodge is probably going to be building the roster from scratch.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
A lot of guys lost eligibility. Tucker DeVries, in a shocking move, is going to Indiana. Jaden Stone is walking the earth. I mean, he had an upper body injury, and then he seemed like a deep guy, a philosophical guy. I don't know where Jaden Stone's at. I hope he's well. I do wish him well in his future endeavors. But to say he's still on the roster, that feels like a stretch. Jonathan Powell, transfer portal. KJ Tenner, transfer portal. Amani Hansberry, transfer portal. Sincere Harris, transfer portal. That's a bummer on Sincere Harris. I mean, bummer on all of them, but Sincere, my favorite player, shot 10% from three this year, but I will always remember, if this is it, and it probably is, I will have a fondness for the Sincere Harris experience. and I do wish him well wherever he lands. All three high school recruits have decommitted. So what, whenever Ross Hodge gets here, and this may change, but as of this recording, you've got Ofri Nevay, and this guy has the potential, if he's able to stick around. You know, they say once a Mountaineer, always a Mountaineer. If Nevay makes it to a senior day in Morgantown, then in the spectrum, like right now, the spectrum is at one end of once a Mountaineer, always a Mountaineer. I guess you could say Jerry West, but in the modern era, you'd have like a Deshaun Butler. Recruited by Beeline, inherited by Huggins, leads the team to a Final Four, played all 4 years. Like that's one end of the spectrum. And then the other end of the spectrum is Jose Perez in the once a Mountaineer, always Mountaineer. If Nevay makes it four seasons with three or four, respectfully, three or four different head coaches, then he's got to be, he would replace Deshaun Butler in that once a Mountaineer, always a Mountaineer scale. Because that would be amazing. I think of Kobe Johnson and Seth Wilson. They had the opportunity to do that, and they would have had three coaches as well. So you got Nevay, you've got the Canadian Harris Elezovic and his mustache, and you have the redshirt freshman Abraham. Oh, you dear, and that's it. I mean, it's three scholarship players, a couple of walk-ons. So as of right now, Ross Hodge has the opportunity to bring back 0.83% of the minutes from last season and 0.27% of the scoring. Like that's the high right now. Now, one early question that's probably a no, but Chester Frazier, could he be retained by Ross Hodge? Seems unlikely. Don't know if those guys have ever crossed paths. I would say Chester Frazier still wants to be close to the DMV area. Maybe they talk. It seems unlikely, but anything's possible. Be so great if that happens. It increases the chances for Sincere and Amani to return. And again, I mean, like, Sincere Harris, would you want to be coached by a defensive mastermind? I would say Sincere Harris would, it'd be a meeting of the masterminds. And one can play on the court. I don't think it's too far of a stretch to say Sincere Harris is a defensive mastermind based on watching him play basketball this season. Probably won't happen. I've got that in my head as a possibility. It's a very small probability. But basically, second season in a row, total roster overhaul. It's not like we were retaining a bunch of guys before the last two seasons. And you're going to get a late start compared to other schools unless Ross Hodge is a great multitasker and is coaching a team while also assembling a staff at another place and recruiting the transfer portal. I don't know Ross Hodge. Maybe he can do all that at the same time. Probably unlikely, and he's got to fill a roster. And as a fan, this is coach speak, turn the page. We've literally turned the page for the third straight offseason. And we're going to learn about new players. A lot of them's going to come from the transfer portal, probably from around the country. Maybe one of the incoming freshmen, Braden Hawthorne, who's decommitted. He's from Huntington. Maybe Ross Hodge can get him back into the fold. Maybe not. I mean, we got to get him to Morgantown first. And then let's see how he fills out the staff. And then let's see how he starts filling out the roster. From a likability standpoint and from a personality standpoint, just seeing some clips of Ross Hodge, a lot of coach speak in there, but he's got to have more personality than the last guy. Gotta. So from just a connection standpoint, he might not be a Bob Huggins on the personality scale, but think about the previous two guys. Really appreciate Josh Eilert, not an electric personality. Derek DeVries moved in silence. So Ross Hodge, that's a low bar to get over, and I think he can do that personality-wise. Doesn't mean wins or losses, but just from listening to the man talk and seeing him engage, I would imagine it'd be better than the last two guys, which is a good change of pace. And listen, as far as being done with the search, it does feel good to be done with that part of the process. Yes, we're still in a holding pattern of him getting to Morgantown, but you know, day 6 or day 7 of the coaching search, and there were reports that Cleveland State's coach was being mentioned in the search. I'm glad that Steve Forbes stayed at Wake Forest. I mean, I in this microphone said that if that Steve Forbes was like finding a staple in your cheesecake, it'd have been tough. I wouldn't have been as eager to get in front of the microphone again to talk about Steve Forbes and like talking myself into it on the microphone after saying not the best endorsement for Steve Forbes. And I do wish him well in his future endeavors.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
But you got to admit, I mean, you don't have to admit this. The coaching search is a little fun. It's definitely engaging. Maybe not fun, but when you're in it, it's all consuming. I mean, for me, I'm speaking for myself. I'm trying to project this on you. I find it all consuming, looking for tidbits of information. Oh, there's another name. Somebody flew here. Oh, this guy's involved, but maybe it's a leverage play. Like that's fun and engaging, but there is a point of diminishing returns on a coach search. But if Ren had his guy 2 days in, we would have missed out on all sorts of fun on the internet. I mean, shout out to Irrational putting out fake announcements on social media of real and fake candidates being announced. I mean, you had real candidates. You had Baby Dog. Mothman was announced. Rick Pitino, not Richard, Rick Pitino. Two Pitinos got the edit. And so I'll never forget that. And, you know, in a coaching search, you get to throw out names. It's like brainstorming. There's no bad ideas. You can make the case for anybody. Is a very small pool of people who could have actually got the job. But, you know, you could argue for Shaheen Holloway, who's coming off a 7-win season. And you can make a strong argument for them, and you're not wrong. But I'm excited to see how Ross Hodge will do. I like saying Ross Hodge. It does. I asked my wife, I said, what do you think of when you hear the name Ross Hodge? And she said Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard, a 1980s situational comedy. I think it was a comedy. I don't know how well the Dukes of Hazzard has aged, Probably not. Don't like the car hasn't aged very well. I like saying Ross Hodge. I've got this idea in my head. Whoever wants to take it, run with it. Internet meme where people take selfies of themselves in public, in tracksuit, squatting like a catcher. Hashtag Hodging. So whoever wants that, go for it, run with it. And the future has a chance to be bright again. That's how I'll put it. And did I say during this last season that the future was bright? I did. But you can never, I guess you can predict the full eclipse. But the last week has been a full eclipse. Week and a half. Could not argue that the future is bright. Now the sun is peeking through with a new hire. And once again, it's possible for the future to be bright again. Will I say it this season? You can bank on me saying the future is bright. Am I just trying to convince myself of that? That will be determined at a later time. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.